Boneboy Speaks, episode 537, Not a Wireline Replacement.
There's been some talk by AT&T and probably other operators about replacing, you know, the traditional wireline service with wireless service. You know, we've done this in our house. We told CenturyLink to go take a flying leap and bought one of these Verizon Home Phone Connect services. And for what we use it for, which was a landline, you know, it's less than half the cost of you know, what I was paying CenturyLink. And in fact, it's funny. There's an article in the local Tacoma News Tribune about the fact that, well, because of the competition, they're having to raise prices. I'm like, what? You know, so, you know, competition usually causes you to lower prices, not raise them. So, you know, I guess, you know, telco logic, you know, that's just the way it goes. And so, but what AT&T is doing in some parts of, you know, some rural parts of the country is they're rather than they don't want to do this, you know, rolling out, or, you know, upgrading the landline infrastructure because it's very expensive and such. They want to roll out wireless. Well, guess what? It's more expensive. And so, you know, in terms of the phone service, right? Well, the phone service is $20 a month and, you know, plus taxes and stuff. And that's okay. That's not too bad. So that's, you know, it's fairly straightforward and such. But what's expensive is the data service. So, for example, with my CenturyLink line, even though I was paying $60 a month for the voice service, the internet piece, you know, I could add it for $20 a month. I was actually getting a slightly more expensive plan, but the, you know, the $20 a month plan is sufficient for most people. And, you know, there wasn't any bandwidth cap that I was aware of. I mean, it was a secondary line, so I didn't really use it to its full potential, but certainly it was, you know, more than 10 gigabytes, which is what AT&T is offering with their, you know, with their LTE service. And if you want more, well, you know, of course you can get a higher cap for double, you know, more than double the cost, right? And, you know, your overage is $10 per gigabyte. So, you know, if you're looking for an economical, you know, service, right, which if you're, then that's not it, right? And you know, the more you use it, the more expensive it gets. And so, you know, from my point of view, this is not a comparable replacement, right? I mean, even though you probably even get, you know, about the same speeds, right? I mean, because, you know, LTE out in the sticks is probably not going to get you much more than 3 or 4 megabits on a DS than you the same you get on a DSL line, except you have a higher cap. So this is, you know, ridiculous. It's not a replacement. It's a replacement for voice service, fine. And if that's all you're after, great. But for data, no, it's not. And in fact, you know, there's even, you know, Sprint is trying to say, oh, we can build a wireless network that competes with the wireline internet services. Sorry, there's not enough bandwidth for that, guys. It's a silly thing that's even, you even consider that comparable. It's not. I've got a dedicated piece of wire coming into my house, and maybe at the head end there's some contention, but I can put way more bandwidth over that wire than I'm ever going to be able to do on a shared wireless connection. You know, maybe the technology will fix it, but I don't think the Sprint guys, I don't think they can, I don't think I should be buying that. So this whole thing just, we got a ways to go before we can fully replace, for really, really ultra high speed broadband, being able to replace, wired connection with wireless. I mean, it works on your cell phone, but you're the only one using your cell phone and in my family, right? I mean, it wouldn't work. So it's just the caps are too low, the prices are too high, and yeah, it barely qualifies as broadband too.
Thanks for listening to this episode of Phoneboy Speaks. You can find all the past episodes and all the ways to contact me on the web at phoneboy.com/PS.